You wake. Thank the heavens. I'm worried I'd put too much of the herb in your dinner.
Shh, shh, don't worry. It's me, your little sister. All is fine. You are safe. Just lay there and relax.
Yes, you are tied down, bound, splayed, and naked in the middle of the forest. I can tell the night air chills you, feel your goose flesh under my fingers, see the rise of your nipples in the moonlight. You are so very beautiful, my sister. I'm sorry that you're cold, but it is necessary. And besides, I promise to warm you up very soon. Why are you struggling? Don't you trust me? You were always the one to comfort me. Let me brush back your silken locks from your eyes. Lean close over the altar, hold myself against you.
It will be all right, sister. I'm here. I love you.
Please stop screaming. Just trust me. No, I can't help but kiss you. You're so beautiful. But if you continue making such noise, I... Ugh, damn you, stop struggling so. You need to save your energy. We're too far from the village for anyone to hear you, but still... Open your mouth, please, my darling elder. You're forcing me to do this. Ah! You almost bit me! You know not even why I've bound you so. Bared your pale young body to the stars and the moon. I am giving you a wondrous gift, sister. When you submit to her, we will have so much to share. For so long, I've wanted to tell you about so many things, to share the joys I've come to know, to hold you close, to kiss your brow, to kiss your... No, not now. The moon is rising. We must make ready before it reaches apogee. Your body needs to be prepared. I have a tincture here to mark you with her sigils. You may feel your skin tingle where I paint it, becoming more sensitive, more excited. The sensations will warm you too, so mind them not. And while I work, I think I shall finally tell you about my goddess. Do you remember when I first started serving Friar Egan as his housegirl? The village priest was a sweet enough fool. Soon enough, he offered to teach me letters. Every third morning, we'd sit in his dusty library, going through the old texts. There were pictures in the books, too, faraway lands and ancient drakes. So many wondrous things. But nothing so wonderful as her. Raise your head if you can. This is her name I'm writing above your heart, around the swell of your firm young breast. I can see your blood flushing as her holy oils sink into you. Your flesh knows the power of these sigils, even if the friar didn't. There was a part of the library he had we never read from, dust-covered and strange. Egan underestimated my curiosity. I stole his key and began reading the tomes while he held services. They were texts that the holy orders had confiscated. Forbidden texts. Books about heresies, fallacies, apostasy, and sex. Oh, dear sister, I have learned so much of sex. We young maidens are so sheltered, taught nothing of our bodies or their primal needs, kept ignorant until we are wed and shackled like tame dogs. But sex, sister, it's more than just babies. It can be an urge, like hunger, or a purpose, a cause greater than any crusade. It can be a ravenous drake or a deadly dagger, like this dagger, for instance. Don't worry. I would never hurt you, sister. I want you to submit willingly, joyfully. Let me mark your other breast. I can see your goosebumps have faded, but your nipples stiffen further as I massage her words into your flesh. I'm glad to warn you, sister. I was speaking of sex, of pleasure. Pleasure greater than any husband or child or God can give you. Pleasure you've only glimpsed in the half-remembered dreams of your womanhood. Pleasures like... this. Did you feel anything then, sweet sister? Perhaps not. The gag does keep our tongues parted. Again. Ah, I felt your throat quiver beneath my lips. Why won't you meet my eyes, eldest? Is it because you are afraid of what might be revealed? You need not fear me, and you certainly need not fear our goddess. You are here to be her bride. I serve you as much as I serve her. You see this dagger? I would plunge it into my heart for either of you. Thankfully, she is not quite so demanding. Don't worry, sister. I'll be all right. This is the penultimate sigil upon your brow. Hold still. It needed to be painted in wound's blood. I'm sorry, I should have warned you. I'll be fine. The cut wasn't deep. But I'm curious. Do you feel it yet? The moon is rising still, and her name is now upon your heart and your mind. You might be hearing faint sensations now, whispers or feather-like touches just beyond the edge of reason. Perhaps the moonlight feels a little warmer on your skin, heating you, stirring you, readying you for her touch. For when she will fall in love with you and make you hers. You were always far prettier than I, sister. Our hair is the same shade of gold, our eyes glittering mirrors, but I'll never have your body. These breasts of such perfect weight, I'll never know how it feels to bear them, even as I squeeze them beneath my fingers. These long, powerful legs, your thighs smooth as silk. I can climb upon the altar and rest upon them, feel your thighs between mine. But I will never be you. I will never know the adoration of every young man in the village. I will never feel her inside my mind. Never shake in the climax of her love. Never become her bride. That fate is yours. And all you have to do is submit. Do you feel that when I kiss between your breasts? When I tease your raised nipples with my fingers and slide my weight back and forth along your thigh? I know you do. I'm growing hot just watching you, sister, but I will do far more than watch. I'm going to make you feel so good. And when you submit, when you are overwhelmed by the pleasure, you will be hers. But first, I'm going to move down your body. Please, dearest, stop struggling. I know you've never laid with a man. In fact, you know less of pleasure than I did before she spoke to me. Let me show you the beginnings of what you'll feel under your goddess's touch. I'll kiss around your cleft first. Taste your belly. Your thighs. Your whole body is blushing in the moonlight, but there's nothing to be ashamed of. Does it feel good when I tease your lips with my fingertips? Does it feel wrong or sinful when I kiss the folds of your womanhood? How about if I lick slowly up to your summit? I can feel you warming under my lips, my tender virgin sister flooding with lust. I love your taste. I love your sweet, sweet juices on my tongue. And I love the way you buck when I push my fingers into your virgin slit. Oh, fates, yes! I know it hurts, but that's okay. Pleasure and pain are not foes, but allies. They can aid each other. Surrender, sister, to me and him. Surrender to the feelings flowing from your cleft. Surrender to the sin we're committing. Surrender to the desire that's stronger than shame, stronger than fear. Oh, just like that. Just like that. When I felt you clench down on my fingers and press your loins against my hand. No? You expect me to believe you're still resisting. That you don't lust for your own sister. That you don't want me to keep going. Well, I have just broken your virginity, and I remember the pain when I broke my own for the goddess. It was necessary, though. I told you there was one last sigil to mark. Here, above your folds, below your navel, with your own virgin's blood traced by my fingers, the sign of a ready, willing bride. You truly resist? Oh, sister, you're fighting so hard against her pleasure. Why? If you really want to resist, then try. Struggle. Fight to focus on my tail rather than my fingers back upon your bud, my own warm mound sliding and grinding against your thigh, leaving my wetness upon you. One forbidden book spoke of the passions even deeper than the others. I didn't fully understand its words. I only knew that they lit fires in me no mortal man ever has. Egan never noticed when I stole it away to masturbate to its ancient letters by candlelight. I fingered myself much like I'm fingering you now, shrieking with the sensations you're so desperately trying not to feel, spattering its pages with my own joyous nectar. And 1 month ago, at midnight, at moon's full breath, I climaxed to its pages and heard her words in my mind. She is more than this sex, sister. I can see you biting your gag, sweat beating, your skin practically sizzling around her sigils. Imagine bliss still greater, bliss you'll love more than mother or even I. She is all that and more. She is older and greater than the false god that old fool Egan serves. I want you to think of her as you climax. Surrender to it, sister. Surrender to your goddess. Yes. You're so beautiful, sister, spasming in ecstasy. Pour it out. Pour it all out for me. Yes. Thank you, sister. Thank you so much. Did you feel that when your whole world seemed to shrink down to just my hand and your cunt? Fates, you taste perfect. Your body shining with sweat and flushed with lust, the sigils practically glowing. You're ready for her. You see it now, don't you? You understand. You long for her touch just as I do. And you will be satisfied. Oh, dearest sister, let me rid you of that gag. When you are hers, you'll be able to love me whenever you want. every night. Every day. Never needing to... Ah! You bit me! A thousand hells upon you, you ungrateful... You forget your place, eldest. You are still resisting, yes. But did you really think it would help you? Let me love a little closer, straddling your waist, pressing my mound against yours. Where is my dagger? Oh, here it is. Yes, this is my fault. I wasn't clear enough. I wanted you to submit to the goddess because I love you, because I want you to enjoy this fully, to come to her freely, loving her as she deserves to be loved. But it's not at all necessary. Did you really think your will matters in the slightest to our goddess? Her signs are upon you, your maidenhead is broken, and the moon is directly above us. She is reaching for you right now. Let me press myself against you, lips to lips, to mingle your juices with mine. You will enjoy this even more than me. That's her fingers reaching for you, her power stretching to your soul. Ah, look at me, darling sister. Look at me. I want to see your eyes when your hope dies. It doesn't matter if you don't give in. She will still wed you. It will feel wonderful. I'm so jealous. There. I saw your eyelids flutter, the panic setting in. You can feel her, can't you? Like the moonlight upon your skin is setting you alight. Like her sigils are burning their way through the depths of your body. Ghostly touches, jerks, and bolts of tingling ecstasy. A thousand gentle fingers along your sides. Feathery kisses to your cheeks, your neck. The feeling of impossible tongues sliding deep inside you, tasting you and finding you delectable. The moon waxes to apogee. Midnight has come. But our goddess requires one more thing, one more blessing for you to be wed. She needs my blood, my love. A lot of blood. I would gladly volunteer my own, but I think yours shall taste all the sweeter. Don't scream. Please, Oh, very well. I shall hold the air within your throat. And don't thrash, or the cut will be rough and painful. Let me lay the dagger against your throat, above my fingers. You're quivering so hard. Is that fear or the pleasure of the goddess's touch? You're getting even wetter against me, building to another climax even as you choke and cry. Please, it will be all right, sister. You won't die. Our goddess is beyond death, and as you pass from this world, she will meet you at the boundary. You will be wed, and she will be reborn into this world, reborn in your flesh, with just a little bit of blood. Oh, dear sister, your heart's blood slipping through my fingers, coating the altar. And you're even wetter at the waist, thrust against me harder. Feel me fucking you, feel her inside you. Is my voice getting softer in your ears? Is the moon dimming above us? Good. I can feel her inside you, sister. Come with me, sister. Come as we fade, as your heart stills, as your breath catches, and she pours into you. Oh.
love. You.
Oh, goddess.